We've got an interview with someone from Malaysia. He's Zul Kifli Anwar Haig, briefly known as Zuna, and he's a political cartoonist. Zuna has a colourful history, and you'll find that his website is very entertaining as well. Zuna won the Cartooning for Peace Award at the UN earlier this year, and he's also the honorary president of Cartooning for Peace Foundation in Geneva. He is at the moment still on trial, and he is on trial for criticizing the Malaysian government through his cartoons. And if he gets charged, he's looking at 43 years of imprisonment. Now, he was arrested early in February and released without charge, but the investigations are going on. But Zuna came to Melbourne not long ago, and I had an interview with him. So let's listen to Zul Kifli. Good morning, Zuna, and welcome to Australia, and more so, welcome to 3CR.
Thank you for offering your time to talk to 3CR.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me.
It's a pleasure to have you. Now, you come from Malaysia and you are an artist and you draw cartoons, which is actually wonderful. I've seen some of your drawings. It's a pity on radio we can't show the drawings. I thought we could focus on the political angle of the contribution of art to the discussion, in general discussion in Malaysia. I know you've been under the pump. They're chasing you for a variety of charges, and I don't know what the exact charges are. If you wish to talk about it, I'd be happy to record it.
Yeah.
But if you don't, that's okay. Your situation now is dire. You know, you got charges that can result in 43 years of jail or whatever. You've been through this before, haven't you?
Yeah. I think this is not the first time. Now I'm facing 9 charges under the Sedition Act, and that's carry a maximum penalty jail terms, like you said. But previously, the government also arrested me twice under the Sedition Act, and they raided my office several times, my studio in Kuala Lumpur, and they confiscate books and also confiscate drawing, and the printers also been raided, and also bookstore around Malaysia. So this is not my first time. I've been also investigated under Printing and Presses Act and also under the Penal Code. And 7 of my cartoon books have been banned by the government.
So obviously they see you as a threat. I'm just wondering, is this normal? Have they done this to other artists in Malaysia before?
If I talking about political cartoon, I think this is a new thing in Malaysia. Because before this political cartoonists, they concentrate or focus more on social commentary rather than political. So for the government, this is something new for them. And artists, normally they don't go hard against government in Malaysia, any type of artist. They just make a very, social commentary, or they just avoid political topic in their work.
I'm curious because the Malay community is very artistic. I've always enjoyed the art contribution of the Malay community, whether it's weaving baskets or building houses or drawing cartoons or doing paintings. They're extremely artistic. And you being Malay, I'm just surprised that they are after you. And I don't quite understand the depth of politics that you portray in your cartoons, how it offends them so much that
Through my work, I focus only 2 subjects, 2 main important subjects. They are corruption and injustices. So this is for me, it's very, very important now in Malaysia. As you know, the corruption is become very huge in Malaysia now. And the support of the government, knowing Malaysian politics now, the support for the government now is going down. You're talking about from the people, yeah. Mm-hmm. So now I think if you ask me why the government now becomes so hard against cartoonists or artists who criticize them, because for them now they are living in inferior. Because in previous general election, the ruling party only received 47% of popular vote. So they're like a minority now. So anything for them is a threat. So including cartoon or including other type of artworks. But again, this is artist's role.
That's right.
This is artist's role. We cannot tolerate this. I said so many times that for me, talent is not a gift but a responsibility.
Mm.
So this is when talking here about responsibility. So I had to perform my duty as a cartoonist.
Mm.
And if they're not happy, I'm also understand if they are not happy with my cartoon. But don't use law and don't use force against me.
Mm. And it's not anything new, because in the U.S., for example, when Bush was president, the cartoonists and the comedians went crazy. They went, hard against the politics of Bush. And the same thing happens in other countries. And especially like Australia too, it's an accepted role for artists to interpret the politics of the country. It gives them some focus.
Some dimension, some creative dimension of the issues,
Yes.
So people will say that normally in democratic country, they recognize cartoonist role as part of democratic process.
Mm.
So they have a view, they can have their interpretation in their own way.
And it's an important role for cartoonists to have a role to be commenting on politics. Not all cartoonists get involved in political commentary, but...
Yeah.
Some do, and you obviously enjoy doing it, and it gives entertainment to people. It gives them, in a way, a relief from the serious side of politics, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Because we're talking about the medium itself. Cartoon is now become a very popular medium, not only for general public, but also for teenagers and kids. They like cartoon.
Yes.
Because it gives
some adults do too.
yeah. Everybody. So that's why they become a popular media of communication. And but for us, a country that we have, the country that facing so much problems of moral problems. Yeah, moral. So for cartoonists, we have to use this to spread out the message to the public. So the role may be different from if we are talking about cartoonists in here or maybe in UK or US. For them, maybe they really want to criticize the government. But for us, we have to do more. We have to reach out the public and inform the public this is the issue we are facing now through our cartoon. Make it simple for them to understand. There are some people that really don't understand this complicated issue of corruption, as an example. We need to tell them via cartoon, make it simple and make it fun for them, yet it still carry a very strong message and information and also stand.
Hmm. It's an amazing way of reaching out to people.
That's right.
And they feel included in the debate once they understand issues you are presenting.
That is the main purpose. If you understand, then you can take part.
Yes.
If you don't, they're very easy for any government to mislead them on the issue.
Mm. And I guess that's what the institutions or the state in Malaysia is afraid of, that you are simplifying it enough to motivate people and to participate, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's what they are worried, because they also, according to one of the information I got from someone who sat on the meeting to ban my books, my cartoon books, he informed me later that actually, what the government worry is about, they worry that my cartoon can change a teenager perspective of Malaysian politics. So this is something they worry,
They see this dangerous, yeah?
This is dangerous for future. Mm. For ruling party, this is dangerous if the young kid now start to get, to understand my cartoon and start to make a stand. This is a very serious thing, and they start to take part in debate, they start to have their view on that. For me, maybe for them, this is very, very dangerous or very negative impact.
So you initiate critical thinking amongst young people, which is actually really important. And if you're talking about democracy, that has to include critical thinking, especially from young people who are rarely listened to.
Yeah, that's right. I agree with that. I mean, they have to have their own It doesn't matter who they will support. It doesn't matter. But they have to have their own mind and very critical mind.
Yes.
And we need to allow them to get access to various type of information. It's not only one line what the government tries to do in Malaysia. There's only one type of information they want people to know.
Mm.
Whereas alternative information is not in the mainstream media or mainstream newspaper. That's why for me it's very, very important to expose to younger generation about this mainstream media and also alternative media for them to judge by their own, and also they can take part. They start to be critical, and also they are able to debate things. You know,
And that's a true meaning of democracy for them to be
right.
able to make up their own mind, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. This is true. This is good. This is very, very good democratic process, which is a very we don't have that in Malaysia currently.
And you are an innovator in that process, which is fantastic. Now, we also know that you've won some awards, Zuna. Tell us about the awards you've won and why you won them.
Yeah, recently, last month, in May, I was awarded with Cartoonist for Peace Award, which was presented by Kofi Annan, the ex-Secretary General of
the UN.
The UN, yeah.
Yes.
And previously, I also, end of last year, I also received award by Center to Protect Journalists in New York. And previously, Courage in Editorial Cartooning by Cartoonist Right Network International in Washington.
Mm.
Because for them, they are, according to them, why they give this award to me, because they see the important thing is to be consistent.
Mm.
You know, they are cartoonists who around the world now faces a lot of challenge from the government, or also from terrorist group or extremists. But according to them, some of them after they face the threat, they definitely stop drawing.
Oh, yes.
You know, so but for me, they said the consistency, that is what they for them is a very valuable for how they look at me, they look at my quality. You know?
Your courage, admirable courage in being consistent and keeping up the challenge against all these threats and charges and 43 years of jail. God, that's enough to frighten anyone.
Yeah, but it's not about so much about courage. I have fear like everybody else. But again, this is not an option. This is a duty. Mm-hmm. For an artist like me, this is nothing satisfied me more than I can fulfill my duty as an artist.
Mm.
So this is my role. I do this, and I'm very satisfied. So satisfaction, and also the other motivation is I really want to push change. I want to push for total reform in our country via my work. So this thing motivate me to continue.
Great work, Zuna. And
thank you.
All I can say is, I'm sure all listeners will be so impressed with your commitment to initiating change, and the medium through which you are doing it is just amazing. If people want to buy your book, how can they do it in Australia?
Yeah, it's even in Malaysia, it's not available in bookstores. So I do an online sale via my official website. The address is very simple, www.zunar.my.
Mm-hmm. So it's zunar.my.
.my.
Okay, sounds fantastic.
Then you can purchase my book through that link.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much, Zunar. That was really interesting talking to you, and it's lovely to see art playing a big role in politics in Malaysia.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye.